I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it is Atlanta Housewife premiere night. We've got NeNe Leakes. Oh my gosh, one of my favorite Watch What Happens Live guests of all time, of course, with Phoebe Robinson from Two Dope Queens. I love Phoebe. I just went backstage and said hi to her. Well, I am backstage. I just went back and said hi to her, and she is flipping about being on with NeNe. She used to recap the Atlanta Housewives for Vulture, so this is a big full circle moment. See you in there.
I love them both, but I'll try not to smother. And I hope one of them says, "We see each other." It's Watch What Happens Live with NeNe Leakes and Phoebe Robinson now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, ending daylight savings with two women who are so busy. It was good there was a 25th hour in the day today. My first guest is an OG Atlanta housewife whose new tagline is, "I am the glue for my wig and my family." And on tonight's premiere, we saw her stick closely to her family with nary a hair out of place. Welcome back, NeNe Leakes, everybody! She is a crazy successful actress, podcaster, and comedian. Her second book is called Everything's Trash, But It's Okay. And I'm mostly just hoping she can convince me that everything really is okay. Please welcome our friend and Atlanta Housewives superfan, Phoebe Robinson. Hey, Phoebe. Great to see you. Phoebe, before Phoebe hit it big, she actually used to recap the Atlanta Housewives over at Vulture.
Yeah, Vulture.com.
So now to be sitting with NeNe.
I was always Team NeNe in every recap. Oh, I'm like, she's right about it all. I'm always right.
I have the best discernment. I swear, stay on my side.
Over at the bar, say hi to E's Erin Lim. You can catch her on the E's People's Choice Award kicking off live from the red carpet next Sunday. Let's get started. It was very exciting. Housewives of Atlanta trending all night. Greg was trending. And we had Michael Rapaport tweeting about the show. Iggy Azalea. Chrissy Teigen was watching. So glad everybody's back on board and in the game. Want to send congratulations out to Kenya Moore, who had her baby. Very exciting. It's a girl called Brooklyn. So congratulations to Kenya. And on a not so great note, I also learned online that Portia's in the hospital. Anything you can tell us about that?
Yeah, she's okay. She's gonna be fine. She does have to stay overnight.
Okay.
Hopefully she'll be released tomorrow.
Okay, good.
She's been in a little pain.
Okay, glad she's gonna be okay. Sending our love to anyone out there in the hospital and everybody, especially Kenya and Portia. Nene, you debuted a new gold turban interview look tonight. What do we call this look? Phoebe, what did this look give you tonight?
Gucci.
It's like Studio 54, just like I loved it. It was like such a cute throwback, but also modern. So
come through.
Okay.
See?
Nene, Candy's daughter, Riley, had some feelings about Todd and her mom having another baby. It led to this season's very first Shady Boot moment of the night right now. Let's see what it is.
You used to say you wanted a little sister.
Yeah, that was until I saw how y'all were with children. Oh! I said what I said.
Whatever, girl.
So Riley is now quoting you to her mother.
I know. Candy said, well, did you hear Riley? I was like, yes. I love it. Go, Riley, go.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
While we wait for your questions for Nene and Phoebe, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Nene Leakes has always been one of the toughest housewives around, but on tonight's premiere of The Housewives of Atlanta, we saw Greg's health put that strength to the test. Here's what. Take a look at this emotional clip from tonight's episode.
How you feel?
Feel good.
Greg's health this last couple of years has been a lot. He was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer.
You never know what's in you until you're at that door. I'm gonna beat cancer's ass. Yes.
Increase his faith, Lord.
Thank God that he caught it when he did catch it, because he could not be here.
I gotta tell you, it's, you didn't watch that clip. You were turning away. It'll just...
Yeah, I know that clip, though.
Yeah, you lived it. And you're still living it.
Yes.
And it's surprising and shocking, because Greg has always been the rock for you and for a lot of the women on the show. So, I mean, what a journey that you're on. You don't want to talk about it. It's too much.
No. It's a journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting, because I saw you tweeting about this recently, and you and I have talked about it, but you know, Greg is going through it, but you are too. And the caregiver is someone who, people don't recognize as also, how has your life changed over the last few months?
Oh my God. And you know, the day that they told us that Greg has cancer, my life changed in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, being a caretaker is very hard. It's just been very difficult. I feel like that day I lost my husband, because he's not with me. We don't do the things that we normally do together.
Changed your life forever.
Changed our life. You know, we're not even in the same bedroom.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, second, during the premiere tonight, we met Portia's man, Dennis, who is the owner of the original hot dog factory in Atlanta. Here's what: every time Portia had a chance to be frank about her feelings for Dennis, she relished it. Phoebe, I need your opinion. Take a look at this.
Oh my good googly moogly. Here I am, completely in love. And yes, as you can see, white is my new color, because I'm gonna be Mrs. McKinley.
I'm so spoiled on my birthday, I don't know.
Ew. Oh my gosh, how romantic is this? Oh. Take me now.
I'm just looking around like, where's the ring? Come on with it.
Oh my God. Portia always goes in hard on guys that she's seeing. What are you noticing about this?
I mean, he's into it. Like, he's already taking her ring shopping. She knows. She's like, just give it to me. We don't need to do the whole, like, song and dance. Just put it on the table. I'll put it on. And I'll change my status online. Like, you know what I mean? That's all she needs.
Is Portia going too heavy at the top here?
I mean, at the beginning, I thought Portia was going way heavy. Yeah. But I really like Dennis a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Very good. Finally, Phoebe may be out with a new book of her own, but right now I'm desperate for her to do some reading. So here's what. Phoebe, it's time for you to weigh in on your Bravo favorites with Bravo, No They Didn't. Okay, Phoebe, let me ask you, who do you predict will be the first housewife to clash with Eva?
That's tough. I don't know. The new housewife that's going to come up?
Shamari?
Yeah,
okay.
Shamari, maybe
Who do you think, do you think this little truce between Candy and Portia is going to last?
No.
Okay. Which new romance are you more excited by, Cynthia's or Portia's?
You know, I was in a long-distance relationship, so I feel for Cynthia, but I think Portia and Dennis are really cute together. I like the tattoos. He's edgy, but a businessman. That's hot.
Yeah. Okay, over to the New York Housewives. Were you Team Bethany or Team Carol? I know you were watching.
I was watching. I think I'm Team Bethany.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Carol's characterization of the relationship with Tinsley at the reunion?
It was mean-spirited because you know she only became friends with Tinsley to make Bethany jealous and then try to backpedal. I'm like, I don't have time for these games. You're too old for this. I'm too old for this. Stop it.
Do you think Dorinda screaming Giovanni was playful or shady?
It's shady and also my new ringtone.
Okay. Do you agree with Ramona that Bethany doesn't support the other women's businesses?
I mean, she's correct, but they also don't have businesses worth supporting.
Okay, all right.
What kind of business they in?
All right, thank you very much, Phoebe Robinson. I love it. Phoebe, this is major. You are about to interview Michelle Obama on her book tour. This is huge. She's doing this huge book tour, and you're one of the people that she chose to interview her. Are you nervous?
I'm nervous. I want her to become my best friend. I want that Christmas card. I'm trying to get that Christmas card. Okay. That's what I want.
Have you ever met her before?
I met her recently, and she's just elegant and tall and gorgeous and perfect, and I'm like, please just be president. I know you don't want it, but please be president because you're everything, you know?
Nene, Mikey Jacques wants to know who your relationship changed with the most over this season to come.
Changed with the most over this season? I don't know. I feel like it's been pretty equal. The girls have been very supportive.
Good. That's good. Olivia B. wants to know if you think it's odd that Dennis is giving Portia such lavish gifts.
No, I don't, honey. Are you asking me? Please get more.
Right.
Bobby's up.
By the way, Marlo tweeted and said, Nene, you look beautiful. Zarin tweeted and said, Nene, you look amazing. Love the new hair. Give my love to Greg. We got a lot of tweets from people wanting to know, Nene, if you're wearing a Kim Zolciak wig.
Oh.
Okay, I think we have our answer. You've been working for Stacey Abrams, I know, in Georgia.
Yes, let's go,
you're really
Stacey!
And you said you have to be in LA this week, so you voted in advance.
That's right. I think Portia as well.
Oh, that's great. Okay, very good.
Yes.
And I read in your research, is your brother running for something in Ohio?
Yes, in Ohio, State Representative District 6, hashtag flip the six.
That's great.
And it's a tight race.
Congratulations. Yes. And tell me what his name is.
Philip Robinson, robinsonforohio.com, where you can get all the information.
There you go. Okay, very good.
Yeah,
I love it. Needy Paula K. wants to know when you think we're going to be getting those She by Sheree joggers.
I don't know, honey.
Let's go to Alfredo from Texas. Hey, Alfredo, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. you'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, Andy, I adore you.
Thanks.
Nini, I'm praying for Greg and your love.
Aw, thank you.
It always seems to like transpire from the screen to my like my Sunday, so it made my Sundays every day.
Wow.
So I wanted to ask you, what do you think of Ava mentioning the 20-year gap difference between her career and your friend Cynthia's career?
What now?
What was your reaction to Eva shading Cynthia a little bit?
Oh, was that shade?
Yeah.
Oh, I you know, I'm a little slow these days. I didn't catch it. Nothing. You know, look, they're both models. You know, models can be a little bit competitive. It's okay, honey.
Okay, let's go to Grace from Florida for Phoebe Robinson.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hi.
I just have to tell you. You look amazing tonight.
Through Phoebe.
You know what, Top Shop? You know, it's frugal. Thank you.
Well, my question, what was it like swimming with Julia Roberts while you're filming Ibiza?
So backstory is her husband, Danny Motor, was the DP on the movie. And so she would come out to visit us overseas. And I didn't know how to swim. Like, I'm a horrible stereotype. But her and her family were like, come on, we'll teach you. So I jumped in the water and she was holding me in her arms as I learned how to swim. And it was kind of magical.
Aww.
She's beautiful, amazing. It was so fun.
What was your reaction to the whole Megyn Kelly thing last week?
You know, I just think of this, how do you not get it that blackface is wrong? This should not be a conversation anymore. Just don't do it.
Right.
You know?
I was like, white people shouldn't ever even mention blackface
yes.
at this point. Like, just don't say the word.
Exactly.
Yes. Let's go to Katie from Denver. Hey, Katie, what's your question for Needy Leaks?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Nini. Hi, Phoebe. I love you, Andy. I love your show. Same to you, Nini. I have a question for Nini.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you have had any contact with Kim Zolciak since your last crazy reunion.
Actually, I have.
Tell me.
When my husband and I announced that, you know, he had cancer, Kim reached out. We had a conversation, and she sent over some gifts for Greg.
That's very nice. That's
yeah,
really nice to hear.
Yeah, and then she kept following up, too. She kept, like, you know, texting
That must have really meant a lot to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it really did. She sent us books, like you. And so, yeah, we've talked.
That's really nice. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were happy, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Phoebe, Janie R. wants to know, what was your reaction when Trump came for your idol Oprah this year?
He's ignorant as hell. I was so mad. She is black Jesus. Nobody comes for her.
Okay.
Is Oprah black Jesus?
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Perfect. Yes.
She said black Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
Hey. Oh, my God. Okay, it is game time, everybody. As I said earlier, Phoebe used to write Real Housewives of Atlanta recaps, but since it's been a few years, I wonder how much she's retained from the book of Lenetheology. We're going to find out with a game called WikiLeaks. Phoebe, I'm going to ask you Nini trivia questions. For every wrong answer, Nini is going to admonish you with some of her legendary leaks shade, okay? So let's play. That's only if you get it wrong.
Okay.
So... when Nini was fighting with Sheree, Nini bragged she was cashing what kind of checks?
Trump checks!
Yes! Okay, Phoebe, what was Nini's stage name when she was stripping? Silk, satin, or chiffon?
Oh, no. Silk? I don't know.
Yes, it was!
I love satin or chiffon.
It's WikiLeaks. What kind of contract did Cynthia once make Nini sign?
Friendship.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Halloween 2017, Nini and Greg dressed up as a roach and an exterminator. Was Nini the roach or the exterminator?
Oh. Roach? I don't remember.
The exterminator.
Ah! Close your legs to marry me.
Thank you. Nene once snapped at Sheree to fix that what? Face, body, or teeth?
Teeth.
No, body. Oh!
Yes. Is your wig squeezing your brain too tight?
Nene Leakes has been in two Broadway shows, Cinderella and what?
Chicago.
Yes, very good. Which singer was Nene talking about when she said, honey, the music ain't that great, I listened to it on the iPod, John Legend or Candy Burris?
That's John Legend, right?
Yes, very good. Okay, at the season one reunion, which housewife sat in Nene's lap to prevent her from making a move towards Kim? Lisa Wu or Deshaun Snow?
I think it was Lisa Wu, right?
Yes, very good.
Wow. You so
okay,
good.
You did
Thank
so good.
You.
We're running out of time, but do you want to give her just one
yes,
read?
Yes, one more, please.
I said what I said.
Thanks, everybody. Phoebe, Sam L. wants to know, if you could go on a date with any real house husband, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's, I mean, maybe Apollo. Is he out of jail yet? I don't know. He's cute.
He is cute.
He's cute.
He is cute. Nene, Wendy N. wants to know, how are things going with your stand-up career since having to deal with the controversy of last year?
I've been working. In fact, next week, I think it is, you guys will see me at the show.
Right. On the show. Phoebe, Justin T wants to know, what housewife city would you want to be transplanted to?
Atlanta. It's the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Nene, Odell La Cruz, 0969, wants to know, who do you feel will be the new bone collector this season?
Bone collector?
Yeah.
Probably Marlo.
Janelle E. Phoebe, who do you think has changed the most over the years from the Atlanta Housewives?
Gosh, I think it might be Nene. Like, you've been through a lot. But, like, you really, like, I just feel like just the way that you reconcile with Portia, it was just so beautiful and touching. I feel like you really have, like, come so far. And I love it. It's great.
We do have to grow up.
Yes, we do.
I don't want to stay young.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Kenya Moore, who after some complications with her pregnancy, delivered her baby girl earlier than expected. This morning at 9:39 a.m. to be exact. Mazel to Kenya and Mark on their new daughter, Brooklyn Doris Daly. I bet baby Daly will learn to twirl before she can even walk. Today's Jackal goes to anyone out there who does not vote in the midterm elections on Tuesday. Voting is our right as Americans. It gives us the power to determine the type of country that we want to live in. When you head to the polls in just a few days, you're voting for, among other things, the future of healthcare, immigration, LGBTQ rights, women's health rights, and so much more. So vote. You know, voting is the second best thing you can do alone. You know what I'm talking about, Phoebe? You know what I'm talking about, Nene? Yes. I want to thank Nene, Phoebe, and Aaron for being here. We are back with Nene Leakes and Phoebe Robinson. Phoebe's new book is called Everything's Trash, but it's okay. And behind the bar, it's Aaron Lim from E! We'll see Aaron at the People's Choice Awards red carpet. Let's go to Paula from New York. Hey, Paula, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. My question is for Stevie. Okay. I wanted to know, in your book, you said John Hamm is America's number one zaddy, but who else is in that race?
Oh, who else is a zaddy? Oh, gosh, this is really hard. Who am I into right now? Oh, I feel like LeBron James is.
Is he a zaddy? Is he old enough to be a zaddy?
Yes, he's old. And I went to the Cavs game, and I sat pretty, like, right behind the bench, and I was just like, he is so jacked, and it's nice.
How old do you have to be a zaddy?
I think if you're, like, 30 or over, you can be a zaddy.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah. I would think, you know, about 45.
Let's go to Octavio from Texas. Hey, Octavio, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
My question is for Nene. And I just want to know, how do you feel about your reconnection with Portia?
How do you feel about the renewed connection with Portia?
I feel fine. I mean, I thought we reconnected last year.
You did. You reconnected at the end of the season, but but the door was closed, if you recall.
Yeah, but honey, it cracked.
Right.
And then it opened. Listen, Portia and I are like sisters. We live around the corner from each other. I'm like her big sister. We argue. We're going to argue again, okay? And I'm going to get her together, and then she's going to tell me what she wants me to know, and we're going to still be friends again.
Right. I think the interesting thing that happens, it's kind of a recurring trope on The Housewives, you could probably speak to this, is that as much as the door is closed sometimes, sometimes it does open right back up. And I guess you have to be open to that happening.
Yeah. You really do. Yeah. You have to be open to it.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can ask anything you want.
Do you think you and Kim, will that ever be a friendship again? Or do you think just cordial is where you guys are going to leave it?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I would have to say that the ball is in Kim's court.
Well, it seems like, it seems like given where you left things last year, that was a very big and honorable move she made, reaching out to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because Greg, obviously, Greg is the guy that brings everybody together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Kim and I feel like I'm very open to any, I'm not the kind of person that's just like, I'm just not a hateful person. Mm-hmm. And I know how to forgive, and I want to move on. So I feel like the ball is in her court because I'm very open. You know, with being cool and going out for a drink, girl, call me.
Let's go to Sexy Lexi from Las Vegas. Hey, Sexy Lexi.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Well, my question is for the both of you, and I do want to say Nene, it's truly an honor to get to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
My question is, everyone knows that Nene is Queen Bee of Atlanta, but who would you guys say is the Queen Bee of Housewives of New Jersey and maybe Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Okay, who would you say?
Well, for New Jersey, it's Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
And Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is Kyle, honey.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like
right.
that.
All right. Let's go to Quanda from the Bronx. Hey, Quanda, what's your question?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Nene.
Hi.
I wanted to know, do you speak to Sheree?
Do we think what?
Do she speak to Sheree?
Oh, do you speak to Sheree? Do you ever see Sheree around?
No.
Okay. Let's go to Kelly from South Carolina. Hey, Kelly. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Nene.
Hi.
Love you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Oh,
what's your question?
Okay, I just wanted to say, first of all, Nene, I think that you are so honest, and you always have been.
Thank
you.
You
are also, I think you have a huge heart.
Thank you.
And you are just so hilarious. You're great.
Aww,
just see all of these things together making an incredible talk show. I think you would be amazing.
Oh.
And
what did they say, Andy?
I agree.
What did she say, Andy?
I agree. I agree with her. I think you'd be a great talk show host.
I think she would be. I mean, I'm talking Oprah would have to. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Did she say Oprah?
But,
did she say Oprah? Not Black Jesus.
Would you have Phoebe as your first guest?
Yes! Why not?
Nice. Great idea. Thank you for that idea. Nene, have you spoken to Teresa since the news that Joe is being deported?
No.
You've
no.
not?
I have not spoken to her. You know, Teresa and I are friends, and we hang out and that kind of stuff, but I've not spoken to her since then.
I know you went out with Vicky the other night in New York City last
well,
night.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
How was that? What did you think of she and Steve Lodge?
I don't know. <He's> so...
Nene, what did you think? Were they lovey-dovey with each other? Were they lovey-dovey with each other?
No, they were not.
Oh, they were not. Okay.
I mean, we were at a club.
Yeah, okay.
We were at a lounge drinking. I wasn't checking her out like
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
I was drinking myself.
So, Phoebe, you have new episodes of Two Dope Queens, the HBO show coming up that's going to drop next year. Can you give us any preview about any bookings or anything like that? No.
I don't think I'm allowed to say, that's okay. But I'm very excited.
And then, but you are in the new Taraji movie.
Yes, What Men Want. Yep.
What Men Want.
Yeah.
That's so great.
I'm excited. It's so funny. She's gorgeous. I think everyone's going to love it.
Yeah.
That's a black queen leading a romantic comedy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. What do you say? I know you're a, so, I mean, you've been a fan of Atlanta Housewives since the beginning. You know, the women at the beginning, it was a hot topic in Atlanta. The mayor came out and said these women don't represent Atlanta. And how do you feel about the show? What do you like about the show? What positive do you get from the show that you like?
I think the women, like, even when you guys are like, you have your disagreements, you can always have a joke and make it fun, and you guys make up. And that's what I think is important. It's not just like, I'm mad at you, I'm never talking to you again. You guys come back together, you realize things are bigger than like the small problem that you're having. And I think that's like not always remembered, but you guys resolve stuff really well.
What was, were you a recapper for one season or more than one season?
I think it was one season. I think it was a season where Cynthia and Peter were having their troubles.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. So it was like, you know, but it was so fun to watch and just comment on it. And I'm upset.
Well, the mayor is wrong. That's why he's not the mayor anymore.
Nene, do you, what, do you read any of the recaps? Do you take in any of that? The no, commentary about the show?
I used to. And sometimes you can't help but see comments that people are saying, but I try not to get into it too much, because if I do, honey, I will push the CN button on your ass.
Right.
You know what
right.
I said? I will say something back.
Yeah.
You know? So, I try not to.
It's good, though. Yeah. I mean, I was very fair with everyone. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, roast anyone.
Yeah. I know some of them roast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nene, how do you describe this season that's about to start? Because it's a different kind of season,
It is a different kind of season. I feel like this is one of our best seasons ever, okay?
And why do you feel that way?
I feel that way because it's all sisterhood. And it's a big thing to have sisterhood. We've gathered, all of us are in a different place in our lives. Uh-huh. We're all going through something different, and we're all supporting one another, and we don't have any negative Bettys in this clique. I tell you, they all go right.
But the interesting thing is, it is all sisterhood, but there's a lot of drama.
There is drama. Yeah.
So it's.
But the good thing about the sisterhood is we have our drama, but we all come back together, because the things that we're going through is bigger than the drama.
Right.
So we're good.
That's great.
I love those girls.
That's great.
Yeah.
We see each other. I want to thank Nene Leakes and Phoebe Robinson and Iris and me. Catch on the People's Choice Awards. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. We're just 3 days away from the season 9 premiere of The Housewives of Jersey. Here's a look back at one of our favorite moments. We'll be right back.
You're jealous. That's what you
are. I'm jealous?
You have no friends. Look at you, you're an old lady with your bacon square tits.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
these women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.